What's the biggest challenge in retaining police officers for the Roanoke City Police Department? Is it losing them to other localities that pay more? Is it benefits? You know, what's the biggest challenge?
Actually, the things that you mentioned, I would say the most correct and appropriate answer would be E, all of the above. There's a lot of things that factor into why officers, get out of law enforcement or take different jobs in law enforcement. And some of those are difficult issues to overcome. But it is a wide variance in terms of why some police officers leave or other go to other departments.
Let me ask you, when a recruit goes through the training program at the academy, is he already a hire for Roanoke City Police Department?
Yes. So on day one, that person is a City of Roanoke employee. However, they are not a certified police officer until they complete the training, and actually until in part, they're not fully fledged until they complete training, field training, you know, and that's when they are certified to be Roanoke City police officers. They are certified by DCJS after they finish the police academy and have certified through testing.
Right, but you put them through the training, so it's not like they can just walk out and go to Bedford County or Botetourt or something.
Well, actually, they could. Once they become a certified police officer through the Department of Criminal Justice Services, you can be a police officer anywhere in Virginia.
Okay, so they're not bound to you for any length of time after the academy or anything?
Indirectly, we do contracts in Roanoke City. So that contract does not keep you there. There's a way out of that contract through monetary. You know, you can pay to get out of the contract, certainly.
We're talking with Roanoke City Chief of Police Sam Roman Jr. I wanted to ask you, when you talk to Chief Hall in Roanoke County, maybe some other chiefs, about issues like pay equity and retaining or attracting new officers, do you face some of the same challenges, Chief, or are there some unique challenges to Roanoke City?
Again, the answer would be E, all of the above. We share a great working relationship with all of our regional chiefs and our regional law enforcement partners, and they experience some of the very same issues we experience. Obviously, pay is one of those. We want to attract well-qualified, well-rounded people into the law enforcement profession. And sometimes the salary, or in all cases, the salary must match that requirement as well.
I'm wondering, you were a longtime officer here. Has it always been a challenge in Roanoke City? Is it any different now than, say, it was 5-10 years ago? The challenge of retaining officers and attracting them.
It has always been a challenge. Law enforcement is a unique profession. It cannot be done by all. However, the variance in terms of how bad the problem was in recruiting, there is a variance over the years. You know, some years are worse than others, and some time periods are worse than others. But overall, we've been able to maintain and get the job done.
We're talking with Roanoke City Police Chief Sam Roman Jr. I'm wondering, has COVID been any kind of an issue this year? COVID-19 about attracting, retaining people? Has it been any kind of an issue?
Absolutely. COVID has certainly made it difficult to do some things like testing for officers. You know, you have to figure out an online platform to do that still maintains the needed integrity when testing. Just having more than 5 people in a room while testing, it has certainly made things difficult but not unaccomplishable.
Has there been any thought about incentivizing officers to stay past the minimum retirement age of 20 years, I guess? Is there an incentive, or is that something you want?
Yeah, there are certainly endeavors to try to keep experienced officers as long as we can. We want well-rounded, experienced officers. But certainly 20 years in the field of law enforcement is difficult. You see things in a 24-hour period that most people don't see in an entire lifetime. So 20 years can seem like 40 years when you're a law enforcement officer. So certainly when someone meets that retirement age, it is certainly a well-deserved retirement age. The uncertainty that sometimes situationally law enforcement can bring to an individual police officer, yeah, that's difficult. There is certainly a level of uncertainty in terms of what you will see during the day.
Two other questions I want to ask you that are unrelated. Again, we're talking with Roanoke City Chief of Police Sam Roman Jr. Talk about the relationship, Chief, that you hope to forge with communities in the city to build on that trust level between citizens and the department. And do you think the new reset coordinator, Lloyd Merchant, working with volunteers, would be part of that solution?
Yeah, certainly public trust is a thing that we endeavor to always work toward. I think the more public trust we have, the more legitimacy we have as a law enforcement officer. And law enforcement can only be successful if it has its public's trust and if it has the legitimacy as seen by its community that it serves. So we think that definitely Lloyd Merchant will be an added benefit to the police department as he continue to help embolden and embrace community opportunities that may come. So we are always looking for opportunities to work better with our community, and Lloyd is great at doing that.
Okay, I want to ask you one last question. During a recent gun violence incident, you put out a statement saying we need to get to the root cause of some of these issues to really solve this problem, whether it's socioeconomic or whatever. And I know Roanoke City Council has made interwoven equity a part of the new comprehensive plan, the community plan. Are you hoping that a community plan that strives for more equity in many facets is a good way to start?
Absolutely. You definitely want to maintain equity, not through an enforcement perspective, but just a general perspective, a general mindset across the city and the region, and for that matter, the United States. We just have an equal opportunities and equal opportunities to address things like socioeconomic issues and beyond. So yes, I'm very excited about that, and hopefully we can definitely play a part in making that come to fruition.
So do you still like your job?
I love my job. I've told many that the day that I begin to not like my job, which I don't think would ever occur, that would be the day that I retire, because certainly you have to have someone not only in the position of chief of police, but someone in the position as road officer. You have to be committed 100% to do a great job every day.
All right. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.